Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
So here we have some broad beans in this raised bed there. These I think are aubergines and tomatoes. And over there we have all our carrots. And there's peas down at the back here and more tomatoes. These are some basil plants. These are cucumbers, actually, and those are peppers and chives down there.
I mean, the weather's been beautiful and we're in the greenhouse, but everything is lush and you have an amount of things. So what happens to all this produce?
Well, for the last few weeks, we've been selling the plants on Fridays after school to parents and students. So we set up a table outside the school and we'll sell them there. But over the summer, since we won't have school, we're hoping to sell our plants and vegetables outside the Coast Guard station in Tremor.
Hi, my name is Jamie. I'm one of the TY students here in Art School Namara, and I've been a part of the ELDP program in the school. So the ELDP stands for Environmental Leadership Development Program, and it's a program that encourages students like me and TY to come down here to our greenhouse and teach younger students in the school how they can take action whilst also getting them involved, like sowing seeds, planting on. We've recycled pallets, so we've broken them up, made benches, fixed our current benches that we have, and also made some raised beds out of them as well.
Where did this idea come from, the idea to do this with the students for the year?
That would come from Mr. Kerwin. It was definitely one of his, he was probably like the driving force behind this. And I have to say it's worked phenomenally well. It's been really, really fun. We've all really, really enjoyed being down here. And you can even see it in the students as well. They've all really, really enjoyed it. Like, I have a well-being group this year. That was a part of the ELDP, is having a well-being group. Like, they were always asking me, when are we going down to the greenhouse? When are we going down next? Which is great to see.
And the Mr. Kerwin in question is Dr. Patrick Kerwin, science and biology teacher at the school. His focus is on horticulture, sustainability and climate change, and engaging and empowering young people to become change makers. And the day I visited the school, the TY students were getting ready to teach the teachers. Patrick takes up the story.
This is our first training day, on-site training day for teachers. So the teachers have come in from other schools around Ireland, and some of them have travelled quite far from Dublin. And they are the students, and the TY students who we've trained are showing them what a normal session looks like.
Hi, I'm Kira Reardon. Firstly, we have a talk to give them, which is actually on some of the tables. This talk changes every once in a bit. They get put split into groups, so some would be on the woodwork, some might be out doing compost, and some might be planting around the trees.
There are lots of other schools, I think, who are running programs. And I was talking to a gentleman there this morning who was telling me about his, you know, school and what they're doing. What's really interesting is just talking to that one gentleman, what is happening is a lot of the good work that's happening in some schools in Ireland is based on the goodwill of champions, and that's not good enough. So what we need is proper support from the Department of Education. So like Ord School Namara is really lucky because the principal has invested here in an outdoor classroom, which is seriously costly. It's an initial capital cost. But that should just be standard for every single school. Like it shouldn't be a kind of an option, you know, if someone buys into it or not. And also we're very lucky to have Sanofi, who basically funded our environmental leadership development program. And that funding has allowed us to get our wonderful permaculturist Damien Nichols on site for 2 or 3 days a week to set the whole thing up and provide the students with training. Because I am a full-time teacher, so I've got my own classes to deal with. So, and we're looking at like, right, how do we actually make sure that this keeps running every year? Because what we need is the support, because this isn't built into the timetable. This is a bespoke model for teaching nature. And it's logistically difficult because education isn't designed to teach nature.
Today's your last day. So how do you feel about it?
We're all really sad that we're going to be leaving the greenhouse this year, and the rest of TY as well, but especially the greenhouse and all our teaching and everything. It's really been great coming out to the greenhouse. I've learned loads and it's just been really fun as well. I really liked teaching the students, but I really liked the practical parts as well, all the woodwork and planting and things like that.
It was amazing and I don't want to let this go. I'd like to come in and just like, because when we go to fifth year, we're not coming back down here no more. I'd prefer to stay here and teach what we've been doing again for next set of group.
Yeah, like the greenhouse has been such a big part of the year because we spent more time out here than in class, and like everything in the greenhouse, we built up everything in the greenhouse. We built all the raised beds and we like planted everything.
I remember when I came down here for the first time after not being down here in a couple of weeks, and I just saw how green and lush it was, and I just started smiling, and I just couldn't control it. I just started smiling and I was just like really, really happy and excited to see it.
just the atmosphere in the group itself is very relaxed, and we're all very, we love being down here. There is a lot of work involved, which can sometimes be stressful, but it's a really nice group, and it's been really nice to be able to come down here.
The voices of some of the TY students in Ardscull na Mara in Tramore ending that piece. And you can find out more about the Hours to Protect project on our website, wlrfm.com, Hours to Protect, where you can also take a short quiz to find out what your carbon footprint is. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and wlrfm.com for more info.